The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So a priest was going in for his annual checkup with his doctor. They were going through the whole thing, getting measurements, drawing blood, asking health questions, until finally the doctor asks, "And Father, how often do you exercise?" The priest paused a moment and thought about it. "Oh, about twice during the week and 4 or 5 times on Sunday." The doc gave a startled look. "Why such an irregular schedule?" "I don't know," the priest says. "That's just when we do baptisms." Get it? Because baptisms, exercising, exorcism. I'm not giving up my day job, don't worry. John the Baptist, in today's gospel, announces to the people that Jesus is the Lamb of God, and that he is the one that will come and baptize them with the Holy Spirit. And it's good at the beginning of ordinary time, when the liturgy reminds us of the baptism of Christ and of baptism in general, to appreciate again our own sacramental baptisms. And really, what exactly that means to be baptized. So if you were to take an entire course on baptisms, there's literally thousands of things that you can say that baptism is. Baptism is this and that and the other thing. But if you really boil it down to like a couple of things, I'd say there's probably 3 major points of baptism. The first is that we are initiated into the Catholic Church, to the Church of Jesus Christ. We become members of the body of Christ itself. Major point for us, right? That's important. The second one, obviously, forgiveness of original sin and any sin up until baptism. And third, this is probably the most important part for our spiritual lives, is that we become, well, we receive divine filiation. Fancy theological term just means we become the adopted sons and daughters of God the Father, so that we can really enter into that relationship of father and child. And so that when we pray the Our Father, we are actually talking to our Father. Not just some like extra name for God, but like actually our Father, so that we can speak to him openly and honestly the same way we would our own fathers. Normally, when I'm speaking with parents who are seeking baptism for their kids, I generally stop right there because their kid can't do this fourth part. Because they're usually like eight months, or last week I had a seven-day-old baby come in for prep. So they can't really do this next part. So I usually limit it to the first 3. But this next part is really important the older we get. And it's that by our baptism, we also share in the mission of Christ and his church. And that mission is simple: to make disciples of all nations. Make disciples of all nations. It is very literally our job as Catholics, as Christians, to go and make disciples. That doesn't mean proselytize and bash people upside the head with the Bible and tell them you have to convert or else. But what that does mean is that we first have to be disciples. Us first. Not like, oh, hey, that person over there, you need to be a follower of Christ because I am. No. You be a follower of Christ first, and then they're going to follow. Discipleship is important. And so it's our baptismal call to actually be an active participant an active disciple of Christ, so that we can make more disciples for Christ. This is a big part of baptism. And this isn't an easy task by any means, because this task is more than just going through the motions. It's more than just showing up every Sunday. It's more than just doing our yearly confession or paying our weekly tithe. It's really an entire way of life, an entire way of being. It's where we know what Christ teaches in the Gospels and actively put it into practice. It means loving our neighbor even when we don't like them. It means turning the other cheek when we're insulted. It means loving even when it hurts. It means the list goes on. But at the end, it means loving God and loving our neighbor. We have to be disciples. It is our baptismal call. Really, it's a promise that maybe ourselves or our parents made at our baptism, that we were going to be active disciples and go and make more disciples for Christ. And really, again, I know this isn't an easy task, to live out the gospel. On the one hand, it is probably the easiest thing in the world compared to everything else, but at the same time, to actually put Christianity into practice is the most difficult thing, because it's hard. Everyone says, oh, it's easy, you just pray and you love people. That's easy. No, it's not. It's really hard when your neighbor or your spouse or your child really angers you and you're told that you have to forgive them. It's not easy. But the good thing is that it's Christ, through his sacraments, that helps us to shoulder these burdens. It's an active prayer life with our Father that helps us to recognize the humanity of every person we meet and to treat them as another Christ. This work is hard work, but it's good, virtuous work. This kind of work is what makes saints. And there's one more thing I want to mention before I end that really helps us remember all of this. And it's something we probably take for granted. We probably don't even give a second thought to when we're coming in and out of church, but it's those holy water fonts that we have at every single entrance. I know when I was growing up, I would do what my parents did, just dip your fingers, sign of the cross, move on. No other thoughts going through the head, like why it is we do that, no other thoughts about anything, but the reason they're there at every single Catholic church is simple. It's to remind us of our baptism, to remind us of our promises, our obligations, our duties, but also the benefits we receive from Christ. Really, it's a good habit. So even if we do it mindlessly, it's still beneficial. It's still helpful. But I would encourage you, my brothers and sisters, when you come or go today or next week or the week after, a week after that, do it consciously. Remember your baptism when you make the sign of the cross with holy water, when you enter and exit a church. And really try and understand that with baptism, we receive kind of an identity, a very important one. And so every time we make that sign of the cross with holy water when we enter the church, it's important that we remember who we are, that each and every one of us are a child of God.